TikTok influencers admit to their own lies, but will that change their influence? I'm Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is The Brave Briefing, a technology and cultural update for Christian parents. All right, last week, y'all, right before the very short-lived TikTok ban went into effect, influencers began posting what they thought would be their last post on the platform and began owning up to some of the lies that they told in their videos and the half-truths that they portrayed for their fans. One popular influencer posted regarding her popular morning routine, sort of get ready with me videos that were popular on YouTube, especially with young girls, saying, "I thought everyone knew it was just entertainment, that it wasn't real." Other influencers admitted to never actually doing the workouts that they promoted or drinking the coffee in their coffee talk videos. But here's the deal, though. There are now more reaction videos to the lies than the number of influencer videos admitting to lying, right? People on these platforms are outraged that they have been lied to and that these influencers have no integrity. So many of these reaction videos and comments refer to people feeling manipulated and used, and they speak about how they trusted these influencers and relied on and believed in these people. Now, there is a tremendous lesson here on the importance of not being taken captive by lies. But the new reality of the internet is that honesty only matters when the lies are exposed. Otherwise, as long as it's entertaining, no one cares. So now what we have is everyone online just choosing their own identity, whatever personality, skills, talents, degrees, or expertise that they want to promote, they can just fake it until they make it. The greatest problem in all of this influencer-based content is that it actually influences people. Social media has now fundamentally altered how children form their identities through this influence. Kids who are exposed to social media and YouTube, they see these fabricated lives and they perceive them as real, as reality. Why? Because they just don't know enough about the world to discern otherwise. They don't have fully developed frontal lobes to process the content as anything other than authentic. So as they're developing their identity, which is usually their online identity, it's not about who they truly are or who God created them to be. It's about being who the world wants them to be, who the world finds attractive, funny, talented, or worthy of viewing. And then what's left for them is that they have to believe these lies and the identity that they've created. But that's a lot of work to believe the lies and maintain these false realities. You have to live and love your own lies. And when your identity is built on lies, it's basically a house of cards bound to fall. But more than that, it's anxiety-inducing, and it warps their worldview. In Matthew 7, Jesus instructs us to build our lives upon the foundation of truth, which is himself. And he warns that ignoring his commands is like building your house on sand, that when the rains come and the winds blow and the streams rise, this house falls with a great crash. Well, this is the identity and worldview built on the shifting sands of social media culture and the fleeting pursuit of fame and followers. But the life and worldview that is built upon the rock stands. So if we don't want our kids to fall with a great crash, well, it's time for us as parents, especially Christian parents, to start living and loving truth in every aspect of our life. To live out the truth, we have to maintain a high view of Scripture and its authority in our life. We don't merely listen to the word, we do what it says. And to love truth means that we cannot allow the lies of social media influencers into our home and into our children's hearts. We can't just acknowledge that this fabricated reality of social media influence exists. We actually have to denounce the wicked and shameful ways that they get views and followers. So yes, that means that we keep our children off of these platforms. But here's the problem I believe most parents are presently facing, and this is sort of why anxiety and depression and loneliness continues to just hang over young people's lives who spend their life on social media. And it's because parents have been brainwashed to believe that they have to affirm whatever identity a child develops for themselves, whether it's their online identity or their gender identity. I've heard it 100 times. Who am I to tell them that they can't be whoever they want to be? Well, who are you? You are the parent. And biblically, that means that God has granted you the authority over their lives and entrusted you with the responsibility of teaching them biblical truth, disciplining them, modeling a godly life for them to see, and training them to have godly character. Your job is to help them establish their identity in Christ, not to permissively allow them to establish their identity in the world. So yes, be mad and outraged that these online influencers are lying to our kids, but do something about it. Leave the platforms that promote all of these lies. Commit to delaying access to social media until your kid is old enough to not be taken captive by the lies. Because truth matters, both online and in the real world. And because truth has a name, Jesus proclaimed in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." All right, friends, if you need help in the journey of building godly character in our culture saturated with media and technology, check out my book and the brand new small group curriculum, study guide, and workbook that just released last week. It's Managing Media, Creating Character. I have an entire chapter dedicated to this topic of honesty and truth. All right, friends, this is your Brave Briefing for the week. If you have any questions, reach out, share this with a friend, and until next week, go and be brave.